We're going to go ahead and continue with our media availabilities for today. We are now joined by Alon Day, driver of the number 23 Best Bully Sticks Toyota for BK Racing. We will go ahead and open it up for questions. Please raise your hand and we will get to you with a mic. We'll come right over here to your right.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. Good to see you back in the States. You're in a real tight battle for the Euro Series Championship. I was hoping you could just tell us a little bit about your mindset heading into the final couple races.
Now, right now, I can't really think about a Euro Series as it's such a big race for me here in Richmond. It's going well. It's been tough weekend last week where I almost lost the championship trying to pass for the lead in the very last corner. And I failed, and I spun, and I almost lost the championship. But the next day I won, and I'm back in a championship. So, yeah, it's gonna be tough. The last race is actually next month in the NASCAR Wheeling Euro Series. But I will try to do my best as last year, and win another championship. And as I said, right now I'm only thinking about driving here in Richmond.
Wayne, that was with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. How did it come together for you to race this particular race, and what are your goals for the weekend?
I think that's the point to say thanks for Best Bully Sticks for putting this deal. Everything came together in a very short notice, like just a couple of weeks ago. I didn't have a lot of time to digest everything what happened. I also had the race in Germany. It's kind of crazy how things suddenly happen. I mean, the whole year we are working really hard to find deals to drive, either Sonoma or one of the short tracks or the road courses. And here we are. I'm super thankful for Best Bully Sticks for putting me in the 23 car. And my expectation, I don't expect for any results, particular like results like top 25, top 30 or whatever. I'm more trying to focus about surviving the race, finish the race without making major mistakes, learning as much as possible, being obviously approved to the next tracks, do my best without being in trouble, and bringing the car in one piece in the end of the race.
Additional questions? We'll go over here to Bob and Jerry.
Bob Pockers, ESPN. Do you have any other races planned in the States this year?
First of all, I would love to do the Roval next week. I mean, that's who I am. You know, I'm coming from road courses. I know I'm good at that, and that's the best opportunity for me to show what I'm capable of doing. I know we are targeting also for Phoenix and Homestead. So, yeah.
Jerry
Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. It's going, man. And that's kind of what I was going to ask you a little bit about was your plans, your future plans to maybe race over here in the States. We've talked about this before, that you'd like to come and race on the NASCAR full time. How are those efforts going? And what's your outlook? Have you made any more advancements in getting over here on a full time basis?
It's a tricky question. I think as an Israeli, it's not that easy to attract companies. I mean, we try to go into that niche of Israeli companies and, you know, things like that, and we find that it's not going to be easy. We try as hard as we can to get as much sponsors as we can, and we're doing the best. We're definitely doing the best. The goal, obviously, is to make a full-time season next year, but I never know. You never know. Like, this deal came a few weeks ago, suddenly like that. I'm sitting in my house and got an email that I'm doing Richmond, which is, again, I'm so thankful for that opportunity. Other than that, right now, I don't know.
New streamline look, by the way, haircut. You've
That's new, man. Yeah, I tried to.
Zakatane's ready, kickingthetires.net. I spoke to Anthony Kumpen a bit ago, and he kind of praised the Euro Series' ability to not only bring European drivers to the States, but prepare them for the challenges NASCAR has over here. Do you have those similar opinions, and how do you feel that the Euro Series prepares the drivers for NASCAR over here?
I think the best example, it's Mid-Ohio 2016, when I drove that Challenger car, and I was running through in the race, top three. I think that was, that's showing how the NASCAR, that was my first race here in the States, and that shows how the NASCAR Wheel and Euro Series prepare drivers to those cars. It's kind of the similar car, the power is obviously much less, but it's kind of the same, similar kind of type of car. So that's the reason why I really prepare. I think we are not at the same level in terms of oval, because in Europe, as you know, there is not a lot of oval tracks, and there is a lot of it's mainly road courses, and that's the reason why I want to do road courses, because I know I have something to prove. But yeah, other than that, the NASCAR Wheel and Euro Series for a European driver, I think it's the best place to be right now. It's growing really fast.
Cool. We'll go in the back to John and then to Matt.
John Haverill on ESPN Albuquerque. Obviously, back here, excuse me. obviously, Europe is predominantly open wheel racing and sports car racing. Do you feel like the fan base in Europe has kind of grown a respect and a fandom of stock car racing?
I think, I'm driving in the European NASCAR since 2015. And each year I just see how many people, how it's growing up super, super quick. Like some of the weekends in Europe, we have something like 40,000 spectators, which is insane in terms of, I mean, we're beating one of those big championships back in Europe. So I think that shows how people really appreciate NASCAR now. And NASCAR, I think, doing a good job going into those places, either it's Mexico, Canada, or Europe. They're definitely doing a good job, because right now NASCAR, the Wheel and Euro Series is one of the best championship in Europe.
We'll go to Matt, and then to Jeff.
Matt Weaver with Auto Week. You guys have had Bobby Labonte racing with you guys over in the Euro Series this year. So one, how have the fans reacted to Bobby? And also, what is the current state of that series as far as the fans in that part of the world kind of taking to NASCAR racing?
First of all, yeah, that's pretty cool to have Bobby with us. I think that's, it's pretty easy to see the fans going always around him. Even when I, for example, win a race, they always go to Bobby. but yeah, that's part of it. He's such a nice guy and good to have with us in the championship. I think it's added a lot. What was the second question? Just remind me. Yeah, so that's exactly what I told him. We are getting there. I mean, people start to understand right now that open wheel and GT, like high technology cars, are not fun anymore. The racing are very clean. They lose something. And at that exact moment, the NASCAR Wheel and Euro Series came with stock car, and it's just a car with nothing in it other than engine and steering wheel. Like, there is nothing. And the racing are much more entertaining. We are allowed to touch each other, which is something that you barely see in Europe. Yeah? It's almost illegal to rub someone. So I think the fans start to realize what's going on, and they start to realize that NASCAR is the place to be and to watch, because it's just more fun. You can watch every race we have, either on Saturday or on Sunday. It's just from the green flag to checkered flag, it's just nonstop of action. So people realize that, I think.
We'll go to Jeff and then over to Caleb and Chris.
Hey, Alon. Jeff Hayden, Inc. Magazine. You're based in Europe. Obviously, that gets you seat time. Is it a problem that you're not based here? And does that, do you feel like that limits opportunities?
First of all, I'm based in Israel. I live in Tel Aviv.
I mean, you're racing.
Yeah, I know what you're gonna. But I think it is. It definitely is. I'm not. You know, I have to also concentrate in my European campaign and what I'm doing there, and it's definitely taking time for me being here and doing trying to attract sponsors. But I have a good team behind me here in the States that I know they're working nonstop trying to attract sponsors, and as you can see there, they made it with the best ballistics that decided to take me. So I'm pretty sure it is, but I also have to realize that I know I'm good in road courses, and in Europe, that's the place for road courses. It's either Europe or I guess maybe Canada. So I have to keep driving. I don't want to stop driving just for finding money. So yeah, I have to compromise, you know. Yeah, I have to keep the balance.
We'll go to Caleb.
Caleb Whistler, kickingthetires.net. With NASCAR starting this new international division, how do you feel like that's going to help the Euro Series grow and expand in Europe and possibly have more interest here in the United States?
I think, first of all, it's from both sides. I think for Americans is to realize how good road courses are. I always said, like, I would love to see NASCAR going in some street tracks. That will be insane to see the NASCAR in Long Beach, for example. And from the other side, I hope European will realize that NASCAR is a big thing and will start building some oval, good oval tracks, and will bring the oval to Europe and show what they have. I think it will happen. I don't know when, but it's going to that direction right now. So,
do you feel confident in the international division to help?
Yeah, 100%. No doubt about it. I mean, you can see the job they did until now. I don't know what they're going to do next, but you can see what they did until now, and it's, I never seen a championship growing up so quick.
Come down here to Chris.
Yeah, ChrisKnightKetchwins.com. Good to see you. When you say that you want to run full-time next year, are you looking on working on Cup, or you want to run Xfinity or trucks, or if an opportunity came out with a good team in ARCA, would you, you know, what, where you want, do you want to be competitive, or you want to get in it, something that's full-time, or what's your standards for 2019 or 2019?
I want to be competitive. There is no doubt about it. I hate to be in the back of the field. Also, I have to, you know, realize what equipment I'm driving on, but I'm used to always driving really good equipment and be there in the front. I would love to find a ride that I know I can fight for wins. Otherwise, why am I here? I'm not here for cruising. I'm here for winning. And yeah, that's the main goal. I don't know whether it's going to be ARCA, trucks, Xfinity, Cup, whatever. I know that I want a competitive car.
We'll come right over here.
Paul Woody, Richmond Times-Dispatch. Do you ever think what might have been had you chosen to pursue the track of being a fighter pilot? And does the mentality of a fighter pilot have help you on the racetrack?
No, I actually didn't start the course being a fighter pilot. I've been in the military for something like 5 years. And I think the military in Israel, it's mandatory, so I don't know any other life. But I think that's kind of the thing that really helped me with a lot of things to deal with, a lot of things. You growing up faster compared to the rest of the world, from what I know. So yeah, the military service really prepares you so some crazy stuff that you never thought will come up with. And yeah.
We'll go over here to the right.
Brandon Adi with in the Pits Media. Alon, you haven't had a lot of experience on the ovals. Once this deal came together, and it came together relatively quickly, is there any individual driver that you contacted, or did you do any racing simulation or watch videos of this track?
I think the moment I realized they told me that Best Ballistics will sponsor me for that race, I start practicing on, well, you don't have too much, you have iRacing, and I'm a big fan of iRacing, and I start practicing, I think something like 5-6 hours a day just driving on a simulator, which is sometimes it's insane to think about it. I didn't contact any driver because I don't know a lot of drivers here. I know that right now we're probably going to meet another driver, a Cup driver, and we'll go together in that pace car to see the track. I'm trying to learn as much as I can. I'm trying to do the best as I can to to make myself, my career, a good name for myself, to make Best Ballistics proud of me. And I will do my best, the best I can. I'm trying to learn. I know it's a big challenge. I mean, let's be honest, I'm driving a cup car in an oval, first oval for me, second race in a cup. That's not going to be easy. I know what I'm capable of doing, and I can do that. But it's not going to be easy, and I will do the best I can.
Are there any final questions? All right. Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you very much.